Hello, and welcome to the Percussive Maintenance Podcast. I'm Herb Warple, Editor-in-Chief of Engineered Systems and host of the show. Ship and Ashore Environmental Incorporated is a complete source for industrial air pollution abatement. The company's engineers offer extensive process review and customized solutions designed to maximize any client's competitive edge by improving overall performance while lowering emissions. Today, we welcome in Anoush Askuian, the company's president and CEO, who shares some environmental solutions for cleaner air today and tomorrow.
Thank you for the opportunity. My name is Anoush Askuian, and I am the president and CEO of Ship and Shore Environmental, Inc. We are out of California, Long Beach, California, and I'm happy to be part of this program.
Anoush, if you could, please take a moment and introduce us a little further to Ship and Shore Environmental Incorporated.
We are a company that does design, engineering, assessment, and manufacturing of anti-pollution control system with the mind of making sure that we provide an all A to Z, and some people refer to it as a one-stop shop type of solutions to the bigger world of industries of all different kinds. So we're not particular to one particular industry. We do this for all and different kinds of operations and facilities around the country, as well as a few other countries outside of US.
Is that on land and sea? I'm asking because of the name.
Well, interesting enough, because we are in Long Beach and we used to do a lot of projects for the ships that were coming to the shore, the name came from there. But interestingly enough that you bring that out, we are now looking at a few technologies that are under development to be able to handle the pollution that is coming off of all the ships that are coming to the shores, which is a new initiative that is being driven by some of the local air quality management districts, especially in California and all along the coast. And naturally, as the ships are parked there, they are constantly running their engine and it's polluting quite a bit. So that's one of the areas we are getting involved with.
Perfect. Now, you mentioned that your firm specializes in pollution abatement and sanitation procedures. And given the state of the world, those services couldn't be more important than they are right now, right?
Absolutely. The sanitation part was a new addition to our product lines, which was literally developed throughout last year, throughout the pandemic. And we have used the technology in the past for a lot of different means and reasons. And at the end of the day, it became apparent to us that we should repurpose the use of ozone in a way that it is able to kill all germs, viruses, and pathogens if introduced at a proper concentration within a room or an environment where people are present. Naturally, you cannot have it at a very high concentration. But at the lower concentration, it is just as effective. So we introduced that product line last year to naturally keep our own offices open, because we were a considered an essential business and we had to respond to a lot of the companies. So necessity was the father of invention in this case.
And how has the response been? I imagine it's been very positive.
It has been very positive. We have had a number of applications where we were able to utilize the technology and implement it. And there have been a lot of other similar types of innovation technologies or air purifiers that were introduced in the marketplace. Ours is a bit more comprehensive, where it is introduced through a major existing HVAC system. So by adding this equipment with sensors and analyzers that detects the concentration, which we refer to as PPM, parts per million, that would be safe for people to be in a room. So it has been very positive, and I believe just the overall, we have all realized that we need to be a cleaner society as a whole to make sure we stay healthy.
And in that same vein, another product that you guys offer are regenerative thermal oxidizers. For those unaware, can you introduce us to that line?
Yes, absolutely. Regenerative thermal oxidizers, and because of the long name, a lot of people refer to it as RTOs, are the most improved and efficient way of what in the olden days, years ago, it used to be called an incinerator. Basically, within a given design piece of equipment, you would get rid of all the pollutants of any kinds, and you would destruct it in the process of combustion, and you have clean air coming out of the stack. As time went on, we realized that we do not need to burn any additional natural gas in order to get rid of something, and to make it absolutely cost-effective and efficient, and in terms of operation, much easier to operate. Regenerative thermal oxidizers were introduced to the marketplace. We were absolutely lucky to have one of the first series that were ever done in this country a number of years ago. And over time, it has become more and more efficient, which is widely used in a lot of different facilities and manufacturing facilities.
We're learning very quickly that SNSE is very multifaceted. In April, you guys launched your controls upgrade program. What does this program consist of, and what role does it play in helping the company meet its goals?
Well, naturally, everyone going remote and everyone working with no human contact, one of the things that we decided to do, because it was very difficult to travel, it was difficult to have people go into facilities, we started promoting our remote access to all the control panels that are running the equipment in various facilities or locations. Number of the more recent systems were equipped with that, but some of the older ones were not. So as a result, we started working with a lot of our clients that needed some support. However, we did not have the ability to travel as much. We asked that they would provide us with a dedicated VPN and so on and so forth. We did an upgrade under controls, sent a few additional control instrumentation so they could put it on, and we have direct access to watch their screen remotely and be able to do any troubleshooting or any additions that they have had to do because of the pandemic. Some of the companies had a lot of expansion going on. So this upgraded method in which allowed us to be able to literally look at their screens wherever they are and be able to help them with that process.
And now that we're kind of getting on the other side of this pandemic, do you believe that a program such as this will continue to be popular?
I believe so. Anytime you can make things easier, more efficient, rather than having a person travel to a location to help with troubleshooting, if we're able to, for the lack of more recent words, dial up and be able to take a look at their screen, we're able to assist them with the services they may need. We still walk them through their own preventive maintenance service, or if we get there, we'll utilize the same upgrades that we have been using in the control side. And some of these equipment have been around for a long time. Some of our first generation of equipments after 20 years are still operating. So doing these upgrades basically helps with the life of the equipment.
One positive thing to come out of the pandemic, right?
Yes, we're trying to look at that silver lining and see what else can we do. It's been terrible in many ways, but it has had its positive impact on some industries and a major growth on a lot of industries that we have been fortunate enough to work with.
Now, SNSE is truly a global company. In fact, it's expanding its global reach. In 2019, you guys opened manufacturing facilities in Shanghai and commenced operations in Bangkok, Thailand. Can you provide an update on these endeavors?
Yes, absolutely. We had done a number of projects in China through various resources. But in 2019, we opened up our own manufacturing facility with the team that we had positioned in China. So right now we do have Ship and Shore Environmental in China, Shanghai. We have done a number of projects. They did have a shutdown just like everybody else did when the pandemic started at the beginning of the year 2020. But I'm happy to say that they really picked it right back up and went back to the offices as soon as they were able to. And we have just recently closed a couple of major projects with a few companies. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to go back due to travel restrictions, but I'm planning with my passport in hand, fully vaccinated, to jump in a plane as soon as I'm able to go there. And the same way in Bangkok, in Thailand, we have two projects under construction right now and near completion. And we have two other ones that are coming through. So we're hoping to continue with that. Naturally, pollution is a worldwide problem. And a lot of the countries that have not had rules and regulations in place as tough as US are now beginning to catch on with what can be done and what is feasible. And I always try to remind people, especially in China, where they had massive pollution problems, they have become much, much better because China EPA is trying to follow footsteps of what US EPA is doing. And we've been very effective in providing technology as well as know-how over there.
And I can only imagine you guys are far from done when it comes to growth. Any future growth that you care to mention?
Yes, and interestingly enough, we just launched our team in India, a team of engineers, and with being able to have manufacturing capabilities in India as well, because that's also another part of the world that suffers from major pollution. People hear about this, and another statement I usually share with every interview that I have an opportunity is that we do not have any geographic boundaries in our air. So whatever happens in one part of the world, it'll eventually travel elsewhere. And we just really need to take a look at it globally and try to address it globally. So our team in India has a number of potential projects in hand, and we are hoping to be able to sign contracts with a couple of them fairly soon. So India was our next point that we had our eyes on. And we'll see where else we could grow into.
Well, as you mentioned, no one can escape the pollution that sort of plagues the world, including here in America. President Joe Biden is pushing for a clean energy revolution and net zero emissions by 2050, fueled in part by $400 billion in federal investments. Part of this will involve an acceleration in the deployment of clean technology, including incentives for deep retrofits and cracking down on environmental polluters. It's quite an ambitious goal, especially because there's no blueprint or recipe in place. Do you think we can actually achieve such an ambitious goal?
Well, I think one of the points that I like to address is that the most important thing is for us to address and realize that we do have a pollution problem, and to realize that we do have rules and regulations in place. And if we ever are trying to expand a manufacturing facility or open up a brand new facility, if we have the environmental issues in mind while we're designing and planning, it's a lot better to address it right from the get-go. We can eventually grow into it. I think it is feasible. I think we have come a long way since President Obama originally brought about the issue of having a much more efficient use of brand new equipment and incentivizing equipment that are very efficient in terms of their utility consumption. And that is where we came in and designed all of our equipment such that they will have a lot less utility consumption associated with it. So if we take a step in that direction and do everything that we can, I think we could definitely come close. Are we going to be net zero? We can only hope and pray that will be the case, but we definitely can make a make a lot of changes as long as we're mindful of it and do not ignore it. And don't pretend like it's all okay, I'm fine, and we don't have to do anything.
Fantastic. Anusha, we've covered quite a bit on this, but if you could leave those who are listening or watching with one lasting piece of advice, what would it be?
I think one of the most important thing for people to keep in mind is that if you have a facility, if you're a manufacturing facility, if you are producing anything, to be mindful of what can you do on the environmental side of things. What can you do on the sustainability side of things? How can you become a more efficient operation as a whole? If you are open to looking at solutions, you will always find a solution. A lot of times people have always associated with being environmentally conscious with an excessive cost. The cost is no longer as exuberant as it used to be. A lot of solutions are now there and available. So if you put it as one of the items on the checklist and pay attention to it personally, as well as company-wide, as well as nationwide and globally, I think we could definitely find solutions for it. And the other thing I like to bring up, when Elon Musk started talking about electrical cars years ago, and basically stayed true to what he believed, everybody thought there's no way in the world we could do this. There's no way we could do this. And there were just a lot of disbelievers. But guess what? I think from what I understand, if correctly, he has contributed more to the climate change issue that we have at hand than all other solutions provided together. And he has really driven the industry towards everyone having a hybrid car or an electrical. Of course, electricity also has pollution associated with it, but it is addressed a little bit more than just all the pollution that is created by cars. So just keep it at the forefront of everything we do, and I think we will definitely achieve it.
Anusha, thank you so much for taking some time today to share your expertise. If anyone's interested in connecting with you or SNSE, where should they turn?
We have a very active website, and we actually have a live chat available on the website because we do get calls from different parts of the world that are not in the same time zone. info@shipandshore.com, S-H-I-P-A-N-D-S-H-O-R-E, will definitely reach the hands of the engineers and people that are in the business development side. Telephone number for the company, 562-997-0233. And through social media, we are available and anything that they may need. And just to finish it off, we do have all different disciplines of engineering in-house and all manufacturing here in-house. And globally, we manufacture for countries at on-site. So, you know, we do work for US in US, and we do work for China in China.
Perfect. Thank you again so much for your time, and we hope to catch up with you again soon.
Thank you so very much for the opportunity, and look forward to it.
We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Anusha Askuian. And as she mentioned, if you're interested in connecting with her or Ship and Shore Environmental, visit shipandshore.com. The Percussive Maintenance Podcast is now available on Spotify. Show your support of industry journalism by rating and reviewing this podcast. Doing so will help us reach a much broader audience. Also, please subscribe or bookmark us so that you can enjoy all of our past and future episodes. We appreciate your continued support. And remember, if you can't fix it with your brain, you can always rely on a swift kick. We'll see you next time.